Dear Nate, a friend of mine told me to tell a student to read Point Omega by Don DeLillo. I took it out of the library and read it myself. I'm having a hard time remembering everything I've been reading, because right now it's about 6 books and mostly on the subway. But there was something I related to about everyone being in a state of limbo in the desert in the book. And maybe that an existence of being a desert rock would be better, higher. I just googled Point Omega rocks in desert being. You recently wrote me about me being suited to the desert, or so you thought. I've really not spent a lot of time out there except the near-death experience with my man and him having to push the Honda out of the snowdrift, and we almost ran out of gas, and we slept in the basement of the motor inn that was attached to the diner and the train station. Vaughn, New Mexico. And Georgia O'Keeffe, like I said. I was reading her letters and signing them like her. And Graham Parsons, of course. Ever since I started paying attention to the term time and space last spring, I just about hear and see it everywhere, feel it everywhere. It's getting annoying. I saw Yvonne Rainer speak, and she talked about asking her dancers to choreograph time and space. The Empire State Building was red, white, and blue that night, in the American way. I walked 60 blocks and cried the middle 20. Then I saw a guy wiping the dust off plants and the decorative planters in a diner. I watched him wipe the plants down of dust. On Wednesday nights, he wipes the plants down of dust. Then I noticed I walked by a building I lived in over 10 years ago. The bathtub didn't drain, and I did not spend a lot of time in that building at all. What has changed? I'm in my studio now. Another limbo because we're getting evicted and we don't know when. I'm sitting on the white couch in the white room with dirty white floors looking at some new pictures I've taken. I also think I made a sculpture out of things I've been collecting and holding on to in very strange ways since I still don't live anywhere. The sculpture is about time and space. It's stupid. It's a print of a grandfather clock and some other stuff. I called a psychic the other day. I found his ad on the subway. I had my eye on it for 3 stops, and then I waited right till the doors were closing before I grabbed it out of the advertisement frame it was placed in. The design of the flyer, fiche in French, was excellent and made me want to keep it and not share it with anyone else. The moon and stars can be yours. His name is Keanu. I thought it would be Kino, but it was Keanu, like Keanu Reeves. The fiche says I can have 1 free question by phone, and that he's a powerful master in love. Like, he's really powerful about being in love. I called him and didn't want to give him too much information because it seemed like a test, testing me and testing him. Anyway, he asked what my question was, and I took a minute to formulate it, and he said the answer was no. And then we talked for about 5 more minutes, and then he sort of changed his answer, but maybe I should just stick with the answer being no. A no from Keanu. He was in Orlando, even though his number was from Brooklyn. He was on a retreat. A psychic retreat. A powerful master in telling you no, about no to love. Sometimes about New York, I don't want to take pictures. Sometimes you use up your capacity to see a place. Other times, that just seems lazy. I looked up what dragnet meant because I wasn't sure. I've been seeing the word a lot, and now I'm listening to The Fall, and it's dragnet, and I didn't even realize this word. One meaning is literally about dragging a net at the bottom of the ocean. 35 days until the big day, I heard outside of Macy's. A guy selling fake designer perfume. I have never thought to buy fake designer perfume. I imagine it really does fall off a truck. You can't fake the scent of obsession. I've never even been inside Macy's. Why would I go in there? I went to bartending school over there, though. Also a meditation workshop over there. Bartending school did not pan out. We had open studios. I told everyone that asked me about my work a different thing. I've eaten at the same diner all semester, and the soup is $2.35. The coffee place by the studio is $1.60 for a large, and I never want to leave the shop, but it's good for me to exit the coffee shop and get to the other buildings I need to go to. I'm back at the Hampshire House for the next few weeks. I'd like to have a better relationship with the piano player there and get him to play some of my requests. Maybe that can be part of a project. Yes, there is a piano player in the lobby of my parents' building. My parents and I got drunk the other night at the Carlisle. It's a very good place, and the bar is an institution, as you probably know, or have heard about Bemelman's bar or Bobby Short, the piano player. Bemelman painted the murals of Madeline in the bar. She was my favorite. I always wanted to have my appendix taken out because of her. Bemelman got paid for the murals and accommodations at the Carlisle for 1.5 years instead of getting paid in money. Wikipedia, plus street smarts. Everyone knows that about the bar at the Carlisle Hotel. Then we ate Chinese food and I finally liked New York for a few minutes. I'm trying to get quotes about moving my stuff out of the apartment in New Orleans. I had to fill out a form and I gave up about what I was actually needing to move. One option was a 55-gallon aquarium. I should have just said that's what I need to move. Every time I look up something in my email, I come across so much from my man that's just unbelievable about the amount of digital material that says we were in love. This email was from June 2010, and it was about egg sandwiches. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't shut your heart out. Don't cry your eyes out. How do clams communicate? With shell phones. In my French class, I had to describe the weather in Peru for homework. I'm going to the bar now. It'll be Thanksgiving soon, and I'll be nose to nose with Snoopy. Lovingly, Sophie.
Exactly 1 year after you left me, when living looked a lot like dying. Your olive oil lasted a year, and your drugs almost lasted a month. Your four roses went in a weekend, and your mozzarella went rotten. Maybe there's still a touch of your channel number 5. But hanging on to the collar of the coat that you tried to make yours. Maybe that'll contribute to keeping you alive. But thank God nowadays I don't hardly ever go out. And yeah, I punch off what's left of whatever it was that you left behind. It's been a year since you left me, and living no longer looks like dying. Soldier on Kaiser Records for 50 cents each. Your Prince posters and art reviews landed out in the street. That last strand of red hair stuck to the red light. looks like dying. Something in Pascal's smile. Knee-jerk disbelief became hope after a while. He couldn't come up with much, but she had a list. Things like truth, heat, and horses, and the very first kiss when it happened. She set off the kiss, and Pascal couldn't move. Dreams like this are fragile as a mood. He was afraid to touch her, she might fade away. When he'd wake up in the corner of another gray day. But she was flesh, bones, blood, and gristle. Willful desire, brain and muscle ripple. She knew her mind, fired for a fall. With a heart of clear line, she would have Pascal. Thank you. Oh, right, a reader, readerless pound free, heart in a heartless world. Oh, soul in a sea of banality, a woman in a holy girl. New basis for religion, and feels like the perfect sin. Knowing rates don't fit in, gin, touch me and burn my skin, and kill the color, tear a hole in the something, kill me high.
Just plain red. As you
through a hole in my window, I can see the death of a nation. One neighbor's intellectualism and the podcast for shame of the left betrayal stores. To become indecency and dumping on the bourgeoisie. Polishing off the old task and reactionary is what he ain't. Oh. overwhelmed, but kids for inequality. Becoming decency and dumping on the bourgeoisie. Plus mafioso patriarchy is what we ain't. So becoming decency leads us into complacency. There was more than 1984 revolution's what we wanted to see. So becoming decency and dumping on the bourgeoisie. Plus mafioso patriarchy is what we ain't. So becoming decency. Greet the hung Yakima chief for trying to make a stand. Still pride here's thick as the fish are sick in the water where they threw that man. Where grassroots smell like buffalo chips fried in a John Birch pan. And the spokesfeet cried to the swollen hub, a hungry town called Spokane. Where they throw you a shovel and cut off your hands if you dig deeper than they can. A pompous and joyless city of sin, moral wreckage and sham. More Bibles than books, more churches than schools, a plague for every little lamb. A pigeon's game with the vulture's rules, an American town called Spokane. Hung a Yakima chief for trying to make a stand. Still fried, he's thick as the fish are sick in the river running through Spokane. Hung a Yakima chief down Hangman's Creek for hanging to his land. Still fried, he's thick as the fish are sick in the water where they threw that man. Hung a Yakima chief down Latah Creek for hanging. But try his back as his clubs down packing in American town called Spokane. Bye.
boats be dragged to the swirling harbor upon the town hall's full force.
Side B. Dear Nate. Good morning, everyone. This is your flight to the greatest city in the world, Bismarck, North Dakota, said the pilot. We are going to New York, but thought that it was apt that we could be going to North Dakota, which is west again, where you are. Guy behind me in row 34 won't stop talking about his 96-year-old grandmother and then segued somehow into doctors having the highest depression rates and dentists having the highest suicide rates. Not sure how to quantify those things. Seems a bit ridiculous that looking into people's mouths for a living could really put you over the edge. But then again, I haven't really looked into too many mouths myself. The only music I've been listening to lately is the music for TAP Portugal Airlines while I've been on hold. You? What's a senior vice president? How do you make $3,000? Speaking of grandmothers, I've done a bad job about seeing my granny these past few months. I know you were curious about her, as everyone is, because she's formidable and my favorite. I almost couldn't get to the Thanksgiving dinner because I was stuck on my fainting pull-out couch, but I got it together and put on more eyeliner than usual in order to mask the puff. But once I got to the Regency Club for dinner, I was talking to my godmother, and then I realized I should make a speech. I didn't prepare one. I think if I wasn't stuck on the fainting couch, I maybe would have thought of something more poetic before we left. But I realized I should say something, because if I didn't, I would feel like I should have, and I would have regretted it. So I said thanks to Granny for always hosting us on Thanksgiving, because when you think of Thanksgiving, you think of Granny. And thanks. Even though she wasn't hosting us at her apartment, she was hosting us at her bridge club, around the corner from her apartment. I don't remember what else I said, but my uncle emailed me later that it was the right thing to do. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author that we usually have Thanksgiving with did also say something, which was better than what I had said, and it's good that he did. He talked about us, the kids, now being adults, and that we are great families coming together. We ate the traditional spread, but I didn't get drunk enough, and I still felt like a kid. My other uncle asked for the dark meat from the underside of the turkey to the man serving us, and the guy had to take the turkey downstairs in an elevator and deal with that. I ate a weed cracker with my parents and my other aunt and uncle back at the Hampshire house, and then retreated back to the fainting couch where I couldn't stop shaking. And then it was all over and it became Black Friday. Oh, and I did see Snoopy at eye level. That was in the morning. What did you do for Thanksgiving? Did you kill your own turkey? I should see my granny more. I'm going to do that. I wanted her to read some of these letters out loud to you, but she seemed annoyed at the idea. I'll call her in the morning. On the subway, I saw a lady working for Keanu putting up the flyers, the fiches. Seemed like a strange coincidence. There's a fight on this plane. The flight attendant has to threaten the people to stop or they will be arrested. The police will be at the gate when we arrive. And then they will have to explain that this flight was... I keep mixing up flight and fight. And then they will have to explain that this fight was over someone spilling their water on someone else. Call the police. I went to the Met to talk to Rhodes in the Temple of Dendur. We walked around and found places I've never seen before. There were these aisles and aisles of stuff that was impossible to know what it was unless we used the iPad. And even then we couldn't figure it out. There was a purple opaque Pennsylvania glass collection that looked so gothic and intense. And if I was glass, I would be that kind. There was a giant saxophone. We ate soup and bread and coffee after, and it could have been the closest we could have been to the 1970s sans les iPad. I'm going to join a pool for swimming. What are you going to do about physical activity? I guess you have to hike and traverse often for hunting and wilderness things. I have to prepare for winter. I don't know how you're going to do it, living in the coldest place in the country. Why? I will make plans next to go to Buenos Aires. My Spanish is shit, but I was listening to Mateo and Pancho last night about how it's like Paris in the 1970s there, and it seems like a good enough reason to go. You were there once. You told me that's where you learned how to drive like an asshole. Was that that story? I have to confess to you that I chatted with an astronaut on Tinder. I'm sorry, but it was just too tempting. We even chatted in Spanish, a Spanish-speaking astronaut. During Art Basel, we were all three times as likely to get a match on Tinder with a paint palette emoji. Astronaut had nothing to do with Art Basel, technically. Do you know that when I was little, all I ever wanted to do was go to the Delano Hotel in Miami Beach? I wanted to get married there and live there and be there always. Cés de la Camelote. Une hostess de l'air, une opératrice. And then the blue shadows will fall all over town, any day now. It's going to take time, a whole lot of precious time. Cigarettes can be a way of harnessing this danger. Maybe I didn't like Miami as much as I used to because of my attention to rivers now, although the rain never stopped falling, or the self-invented emotional catastrophes, and the moving companies will not stop calling me now. I have 15 unheard voicemails from 3 different moving companies. Maybe I'll play them all together and it'll be a piece. She had elevated love to the status of the Holy Grail, Point Omega. The new psychic I'm seeing says that this period will last until November 2017. So that's all for now. Lovingly, Sophie.
Chemicals are just a million splinters. glimpse of joy in a couple of feet. Is it you, dear, or just a billion? 43 reasons not to believe in God. Happy heathen spouting benevolence. 10 more reasons for breaking the law. Righteous, pious, using malevolence. Television manure for brains. The song was so loud, karma for God, and customer colors for Jesus Christ. Glory down for Father of our country, and please Michelle for the Queen of Wives. We are not amused about losing our home, about losing their news and their art to gallop when we're heartbreakingly shocked and exquisitely honed, and all we get is bombs and a stricken gallop.
Doesn't try to
taxing on our senses. With family and nation in past, present, and future tenses. Easter eggs and Christmas flags and candy and butter parades. Making cockroaches out of little lamb babes. Reducing the spirit to rags. And a big fat dose of God. The Bible belt is like the equator and wider than a continent. No way to get away from the raging din and the degenerates. Thank you.